From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia and China Monday blocked a draft United Nations Security Council resolution calling for a 7-day ceasefire in the Syrian city of Aleppo. Russian Ambassador Vitaly Churkin said the resolution would only worsen the suffering of civilians by enabling the rebels to regroup. But U.S. Deputy Ambassador Michelle Sisson was having none of that.
They have heard the cries of people who are pleading for their lives, people cowering in the basements of their ruined homes, people who are picking through trash to find a morsel to eat, and said, no, the Security Council cannot help you.
The vote on the resolution was 11 in favor, 3 opposed, 1 abstention. Russia and China, of course, have veto power in the Council. NATO foreign ministers hold year-end talks Tuesday in Brussels. They will be focusing on forging closer ties with the European Union. The EU recently unveiled an ambitious new plan for defense funding and research. The upcoming administration of U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is likely to be a key topic of discussion. This week's talks will also be the last major NATO meeting for U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. Kerry was in Berlin Monday to receive Germany's Order of Merit Award, where he assured leaders that the Islamic State group would be defeated.
We're standing shoulder to shoulder in the fight against Daesh, ISIL, and the battle against violent extremism of every kind. And I am proud to tell you that is a battle we are absolutely going to win.
John Kerry. A Gambian court has ordered the release of an opposition leader and 18 other political prisoners. The release order comes just days after President Yahya Jammeh lost an election and agreed to step aside. This is VOA News.